Hey there, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. I know you don't have a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of time, so we're going to just jump right in. No digressing. No digressing.
Interesting. I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm going to do all I can. All right. So, I've mentioned on the Twitters and here and there on the internet, but not like advertise it too much, but I'm preparing for this really ridiculously crazy thing called the Goruck Challenge. Goruck make these extremely expensive but extremely well-made military-grade backpacks, also known to military personnel as Rucks. And Goruck is a company that was started by an ex-Special Forces guy who wanted to make a pack that would be combat ready, but also bring a bit of minimalist element to it, i.e., you know, it has exactly what one would need and nothing one doesn't, and nothing to weigh one down. Their backpacks are really super nice and made with the highest possible quality and come with a lifetime guarantee that they completely stand behind. Really great. And
so what's the challenge then?
So the challenge is this, and that is they wanted a way to kind of product test these backpacks, and this led to an event that has also become kind of a signature thing for them, an event series, I should say, called the Goruck Challenge. And basically what it is it is a Special Forces endurance course led by Special Forces cadre for regular folks, and they have them in different cities all around the country, and they're about to start a European arm. They're, I believe, looking for some British SAS folks to lead those. And it is a course that they like to say is a kind of guided tour of the city, 15 to 20 miles over 10 to 12 hours, starting at 1 in the morning. You have it's everything. You're going to be running most of that, you know, a lot during sections, bear walks, trench crawls, buddy carries, where you're carrying your buddy and running, various what they like to call coupons along the way. A coupon is a really big thing that you have to carry, like tree logs, telephone poles, things like that, right?
This sounds like fun.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a blast. Lots of time spent in and out of the water, doing scissor kicks and push-ups, and all
Why
of this.
Are you doing scissor kicks?
Right. Just kicking bears in the face.
Scissor kicks in the water.
Just running around.
On your bum, just, you know, scissor kicks. Legs up, scissor kicking. It's an endurance course, a Special Forces style endurance course. And sorry about the noise, folks. They're working on my sewer outside. Probably the most grueling, physically challenging thing I've done in my entire life. I was in the Navy and went through boot camp, and so I can definitely say that this looks 10 times harder, if not more so, because I'm almost 45 years old.
They really are working on that sewer.
They really are.
They are doing some serious work out there.
Well, I mean, they've got the street torn up and all sorts of stuff. It's kind of crazy out there. I'm really sorry about this, folks, but I don't have anywhere else I can go. Well, especially since they have the street blocked off to do the work, and so I'm kind of stuck. So I've been kind of getting prepared for this. It's happening on May 12th here in the Twin Cities, and I'm nervous as all get out. But I can safely say that I'm in the best shape of my life right now. I'm in better shape now than I've ever been. Wow. And I've been working out on a serious schedule that I've even ramped up more so lately. Every other day I'm doing 200 push-ups and 100 burpees, along with every 3 days I'm running. Oh, I should mention. Oh, wait. The most important thing about the GoWork Challenge, all this stuff you're doing with a pack on your back that is loaded with 6 bricks, hydration bladder, and whatever other supplies you feel you might need.
Right, because obviously you've got to do something with the rucksack, or what's the point?
Right, exactly. So you're going to be wearing 40 to 60 pounds on your back, depending.
Great.
So when you do like the buddy carry, you're carrying him and his ruck. Because that's the other thing about the challenge. The moment it starts, the ruck is not allowed to hit the deck. You cannot put it down. Even when you're taking a break, you're holding that ruck. It's either on your back or on your front, but you're holding it. So, in any case, so I wanted to kind of go through a little bit about what I've been doing to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the diet I've been on. I've lost about 15 pounds.
Your photos on PAF show that you're looking good, looking trim.
Thank you very much. I've gone down one waist size, and I've kind of plateaued at the weight I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still losing weight, or I'm still losing size in my midsection. But I've plateaued as far as weight loss because I'm adding muscle. Like, with as much fat as I'm losing, I'm adding muscle. And muscle's heavier than fat, and, you know, how that works, basically. So, you know, it's not like I'm adding as much muscle as I am losing fat. So my weight isn't going up, but I've certainly plateaued. I'm kind of stuck right now. I haven't lost any more, but that's okay because my pants are telling the tale. My trousers. Sorry for our British listeners. Trousers.
Both, probably.
Yes. Both. Yes, both. But one generally has an elastic waistband that's more forgiving, and the other doesn't. Mm.
Find the timing of the reverse noise to be quite funny there, actually.
Back that thing up. I've been doing most of my working out at home. I don't have a gym membership. I did go once with my friend as a guest member on his membership, and he really, like, you know, put me through my paces, but also kind of outlined the basics of what I would need to do at home. So simple things that you obviously can do at home are push-ups, sit-ups, things like that. Now, my push-ups, I do several modifications of the basic push-up. So when I say 200 push-ups, that could be, you know, it's a combination of traditional push-ups. I'm not sure what they're called. I'll call them asymmetrical push-ups or what. Basically, with my feet up in the air, raised by something, so my feet up on something, like a chair. And, you know, still doing the push-ups from there, but working different muscles because I'm at an angle. Push-ups with one foot in the air. So, you know, one foot up, the other one down on the deck and doing the push-up. I forget what they're called, but, the push-ups where you, on every other push-up, you bring your one knee forward towards your, you know, towards your head and put the other one back and then pull the other one up and put the other one back. I don't know what those are called. I don't know what any of this stuff is called. I'm just doing
asking that. The wrong guy, I can tell you that.
Yeah. As well as destabilized push-ups where I use a foam roller, but you could use a you know, coffee can, for instance, but something to put one hand up on so that one hand is actually on higher something higher than the other hand when you do the push-up, and it's on something that is not stable. So you're having to maintain your balance with one hand while doing the push-up, and then switch to the other hand and doing that way. So it could be any combination of those through the push-ups that I do every other day. Mm-hmm. I do it every other day, so I have a time to recover in the middle. But here's the thing, and that is that it's not like I'm blocking out an hour a day to work out and doing these all at once. I'm building these into my day. At 20 push-ups at a time. So get up out of bed in the morning, go down, get Beatrix dressed, get her settled and doing something, drop and do 20. Go make coffee, get the coffee going, drop and do 20.
So in times where you'd be idle or maybe standing around,
right,
you're using this time to fit some working out in.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, so I'm doing that. You know, brush my teeth before, drop and do 20, brush teeth, and then after, drop and do 20, and now, you know, put deodorant on and do my hair and drop and do 20, right? And so it's very well possible I could do...
You made me laugh, you said, do my hair. I just thought that was
funny. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't have to do much to my hair.
No, right? that was
my... I put a little gel in it. I run my fingers through. I don't even brush or comb my hair, right? Because I don't need to. My hair does what it wants regardless. Mm-hmm. It's this very... this way of just working it in so that by the time I walk out the door, I've already done 100 push-ups. Right? And then fitting in other exercises. So I've actually been already purchased the bricks for my, you know, for the challenge. And so I already have those in my pack. And I've taken the bricks and I've wrapped them up with duct tape and bubble wrap to give them some cushioning so they protect the valuables actually inside of my ruck. Kind of might have my MacBook Air in there, or my iPad, or, you know, notebooks, things like that. I don't want those to get scratched up by a bunch of bricks, right? Or dented. So I've kind of protected it from that. But I dropped this brick pack into my bag and carry that along with my other essentials. And then I run. Anywhere I would normally walk to, I run. So run from my front door to my car. Get, you know, from my car to a client location, I run from the car to the front door, right? Sure, just little short bursty runs, but it's a way of getting exercise into your day in spaces where you think you don't have the time to exercise.
That's minimal exercising right there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, just think about how much you're burning your calories and how nicely you're just kind of fitting it into your life as opposed to having to carve out this big section of time to do this stuff. And I think a lot of people don't take the time to exercise because they're like, oh, I just don't, you know, I an hour or a gym membership or something like that. It's going to take so much, and it really stops them from actually doing it. And I'm just here to say that you can get that taken care of and fit it into the life that you already have if you're willing to just pack in things here and there. That's what I've been doing, as well as diet. My diet has been, I haven't been doing some specific, you know, paleo, primal, raw sort of thing. All I've been doing is thinking of my meals in quarters, where I have one quarter protein and three quarters vegetable. very low carbs, low to no carbs, slow carbs for the carbs I do enjoy, and really just focused on proteins and nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get as much of that as possible. No special effects, no special diet. And once again, it's about balance, right? It's about moderation. While I praise all those who follow a specific diet to the letter, you can gain so much by just following that simple formula. Or lose so much. Yes, exactly. as Michael Pollan, the author of Omnivore's Dilemma and several other wonderful books about food and about life, his very simple formula is what I try to follow, which is eat food, not too much, mostly plants.
Mm-hmm.
And by following that rule, you can really have a healthy diet. So finally, I wanted to get to some quick things, because, like I said, we don't have a lot of time, and I've already burned up too much of it talking about things that I've gone on too long about. So
you didn't digress, though. I've been keeping.
I felt like you haven't. No digressions. All right. Mm-hmm. One, I subscribe to a natural running method, oftentimes referred to as barefoot running, minimalist running. All these things are pretty much the same. You want to have shoes that provide as close to a barefoot experience as possible. I use Newtons. Newtons developed by the author of a book called Natural Running, Danny Dwyer, I think his name is. I'll link to that in the show notes, along with the Newtons that I wear in a post I did about that. Andrew Marvin at Quarter Life Engagement recently did a wonderful, wonderful primer on barefoot running and barefoot running shoes, with some great links and some great ideas and some great resources. I'll link to that to the show notes, because I really wanted to talk about that a bit more in detail, but we're running out of time. And a great site that I've been finding a lot of terrific recipes called The Stone Soup. And I've followed it for a while, but I've taken a whole new interest since I've been training. The whole shtick of it is 5-ingredient recipes. I believe we may have talked about it on a previous episode long, long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll link to it again, because it's fabulous. And a couple of the recipes that have been mentioned on there, I eat probably several times a week. Real quick, I wanted to find out, Mike, mm-hmm. Sammy, your love, your mm-hmm. true love, the woman that you will likely end up spending the rest of your life with if you ever get off your duff and get her a diamond ring,
yep.
which I've noticed her increasingly mentioning more. that has not escaped me.
Nothing to say.
She recently ran a marathon. By recently, I mean like yesterday.
Well,
or the day before.
When this, when recording this, it was like a couple of weeks ago from when you're hearing it. Yeah, Sammy ran her first marathon, 26.2 miles.
Yeah, she did good time for her first marathon. Five hours and change?
5 hours 20 with an injury. She has a knee injury.
No.
Which she accumulated last week. So like the week before the run.
Yeah,
she went to a physiotherapist because her knee was playing up, and she was told that she had like a muscle strain injury. It's got some crazy name that I can't remember. It's lots of letters and stuff. But
oh my god, it hurts a litis.
Exactly, it hurts a litis. And the physio basically said to her, "You can run," which she couldn't run any time leading up to the marathon for a week. She couldn't do any running, and the physio said, "You can run, but it's going to hurt." And she did. She was hoping to do like maybe 4.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
And a half
is commendable for a first marathon.
Exactly. And she did it really well. She went through really good. I mean, the woman, she's crazy. Like, I think with her, she loves training and working out and stuff. Like, that's mm-hmm. her That's her kick. That's her hobby. Like, she started doing this thing recently. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, called hot Bikram yoga, where yes. you effectively do yoga in a sauna. Now, that yes. to me just sounds ridiculous. But
yes, I know.
I don't understand
a few
it.
People that do it, and it just sounds. Well, because I'm a person, I hate heat. I really hate being hot. It really just wears me down and bugs the heck out of me. And so I couldn't.
You don't want to
do
be doing no Bikram.
Yeah, I know people that love it. So does so my question was, does she subscribe necessarily to any running method? Is she like a, you know, a natural runner, pose, anything like that?
That you're aware I have no of? Idea. She runs? I don't know. She doesn't do any barefoot running. Like, she runs in the street
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit, especially leading up to the marathon, so she could get used to that. She doesn't run so much when she's not training for a big run. Like, she'll do gotcha. Other, like, sort of classes. Like, she likes exercise classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She subscribes to a gym.
Yeah.
And she'll do a lot of, like, full body sort of stuff, like kettlebells and that sort of stuff. She does right. spin classes and all that sort of thing. But she does a lot when she's training for marathons and stuff. Because she's done a couple of half marathons. She does, Sammy will like run outside and she'll do treadmill running as well. But in training for the Brighton marathon, she was going to Brighton a lot and running outside.
Right.
And tracing right. some of the course.
Right. Well, so you're not even sure of, like, you know, if she uses particular shoes that she. You know, as she swears by, or
I don't.
Like that.
I think. I mean, she has like some general running shoes. Like, I think like Adidas running shoes or something. Right. And you know, they're nothing. They're not like crazy special ones. I think, to be honest, in my opinion, I think this is probably. I mean, she's ran a couple of half marathons, and now she's run this big marathon. Mm-hmm. I think when she gets over her injury, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's going to run it again. And start running more of them. So I reckon this is probably the start of her with running, to be honest now. I think this will be like a kicking off point where she starts to get more interested and involved in it.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't be surprised if she starts nagging you now.
Oh, feel free. I could use, actually, the you know, I don't really have too many other friends that are doing. I have a friend who's doing the Gorak Challenge with me, and he's, you know, like I said, he's, you know, but he's way ahead of me as far as the stuff that he does. And this is the biggest thing I've ever done. And I only really started getting back into running last year. So yeah, we'll see, but I would love to share knowledge and share stuff with her. I've got I'll link to it in the show notes. I've got a and I think a healthy dose of running things I've linked up in Pinboard, which are helpful, including that barefoot running primer.
I wouldn't be surprised if after this episode you start having more of these sorts of conversations.
Yeah, no, I would love it, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it, so I don't feel so kind of alone. Well, and also because every time I do mention something like this on the Twitter, I get a tremendous response back from folks and people sending things that they enjoy or links that they enjoy. You know, I shared the barefoot running primer on Twitter, and several people were like, oh yeah, and you should check out these shoes or those shoes, and I found all these, you know, all these barefoot brands and such that I'd never heard of before, so I thought that was great. Another great post about running in silence without music, but like listening to your surroundings and enjoying that. I think a lot of people like to listen to music or podcasts or whatever when they're running to, I don't know, because it helps distract you from the pain. But, you know, I think that there's a certain amount that is going into that. But, and finally, I wanted to mention that the other big thing that I am, that I've really tried to renew my studying of and practice of in preparation for this challenge is meditation. and mindfulness, because there's really no amount of physical training I could do for this that will really prepare me. What will prepare me most is realizing that it's all in your head. That you can get through anything if your mind's in the right place with it. And that at a certain point, you just have to embrace the suck, as it were.
That's an interesting point you've mentioned that, because I was saying, I've just said to Sammy on IM that we were talking about her, and she was saying, she just said to me that she could teach you a few things about mental strength now that she's run the 26 miles. I think it might be interesting especially if we could maybe have her on to...
Oh,
to
I would
talk
love
about
that.
It in the future, like maybe in like a few weeks' time or something, as like a follow up to this.
Because I would especially imagine with an injury like that, she probably had to work really hard on her mental game and just blocking it out. And
for sure, that is exactly what she had to do.
Well, and especially because it's so easy to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Right. It's so easy to say, oh, I can't do it. My knee hurts so bad. Right?
But she didn't have that. She didn't have that option. I mean, we were there. The marathon was, you know, she'd raised money, you know. The marathon needed to be run. So we'll do that. We'll follow this up. Yeah. We'll do another episode about this in the near future.
All right. Well, I think I've given myself enough to link to in the show notes. Like, I'm sorry we had to go so quickly with this stuff, and I probably could have talked in more detail about more stuff. If that's the case, please send us feedback, and I'll be happy to respond to it personally. Mike will forward it along my way. What is it? 70decibels.com/ask us whatever the heck you want. What is
slash
it?
Contact.
Slash contact. Yes, please do that. And
we'll talk about this again in the near future.
Let's have Sammy on. I'd love that.
Great.
All right. We'll chat later, mate.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.